You know, in our area, we're mostly just hoping for enough rain. We're pretty dry, and our farm, we're all dry land hay. So, you know, we were very fortunate on first cutting to get really high quality hay. But we're sitting here wondering if we're going to get a second and a third cutting just because of the rain situation. And the higher temperatures all spring, it really moved things faster than what we would expect. So it's another different kind of a year, that's for sure.
How much earlier was your first cutting this year than normal?
I would say almost a month. We were cutting about the 20th of April, which is well before, at least 3 weeks, close to a month earlier than normal.
Alfalfa sounds like it lost quite a bit of ground to corn over the past few years.
Yeah, there's the ethanol boom and everything. There's been a lot of markets that really over-adjusted both ways when you look at the last 4 or 5 years with volatility in the grain. And that's really kind of shaken the hay market, too, a little bit. You know, I was encouraged. We drove to Omaha yesterday, and I saw a lot of new seeded alfalfa going in, and I was encouraged to see that. I think last year did kind of spark more interest in alfalfa. Those prices kind of adjusted back to where they're very competitive, or in some cases more grain. And that was nice to see, because I think a year and a half ago people were wondering if there was ever going to be a market for it again. And I think the last year has really turned that around. So that's been really good to see and witness.